Riot Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Just a couple of things off of the pregame. Really, not more than just a couple of things. But anyway, actually, you can put that first one up for me, Brent, when you can. There we go. So just this here's a Trump. You know, the title of the show is Trump Continues to Accomplish Big Things. Look at this. After a long night of talks mediated by the United States, I am pleased to announce that India-Pakistan, which I didn't get much into covering last week. I had a bunch of slides on it, but I never got to it, the bombings and everything else. So, Sir, this was a serious conflict between India and Pakistan. Basically, Pakistan has Muslim militia terrorist groups inside, as they always have, Osama bin Laden, all that. And they were actually conducting raids inside of India, but it's not directly attached to the government of Pakistan. Well, India finally had enough of it, went in and bombed those terrorist sites inside of Pakistan. Pakistan then was threatening retaliatory strikes, even though India was made sure they didn't strike any military positions. But here's the problem. People think, what's the big deal, India and Pakistan? Both of them are nuclear. And people always think Israel's nuclear, UK, United States, we're the nuclear, Russia, obviously, China, possibly Iran, whatever. And many people think Iran's had nukes for 20 years without a sufficient delivery system, although the delivery system is probably done by now. But anyway, both of these countries are nuclear, can actually deliver nuclear weapons around the globe. Both of these countries. You know, it seems weird, but it's absolutely, especially Pakistan. You're like, how in the world could Pakistan be able to deliver nuclear warheads around the globe? They can, and so can India. So this was a big deal. So Trump said, I am pleased to announce that India and Pakistan have agreed to a full and immediate ceasefire. Did you ever see Joe Biden ever accomplish? You go back to Hussein Obama. Did you ever see any of these people accomplish these things in a week? I mean, seriously, you have to look at this. Donald Trump intervened. It wasn't even a week because he didn't intervene right away. So really, it was one day. Donald Trump, maybe he was on the phone the whole time, talking to Modi or whatever. But regardless of that, I mean, 1 week, the whole thing is resolved. This is a very serious nuclear threat to the globe, and Donald Trump resolves it inside of a week with one night of conversations, one night of meetings. That's it. I mean, what other president has ever done this? And Aaron, let's see if we can find all the headlines. There aren't any.
Yeah.
The only places where the headlines are with people like you and I and the sites that you and I pay attention to, which are the ones that actually tell the truth. This is a big deal that this was resolved. So that's number one. Number two, he gets a free Air Force One from Qatar. Hey, does everybody realize what that is? I mean, I think people think it's like some sort of private Learjet. No, they got a free 747 and it's brand new.
Yeah.
The thing's worth over $1 billion. It's not even retrofitted. It gets given and everyone's attacking it. Get this, Aaron, get this, Brent, as a bribe. It was donated to the United States Air Force. How is it a bribe? I mean, imagine being a reporter, because we played it in the pregame, and you're asking, do you consider that people might consider this to be a bribe? How could it possibly be a bribe? Look at that bad boy. Bad boy, what you gonna do? I mean, look at this thing donated. Do you know what I mean? And here's the funny, so then he gets accused of taking a bribe. Is he gonna fly off in air? And when he's done in 4 years, is he flying off in this plane? No, this would go to J.D. Vance, will be the next president sitting on it. And then J.D. Vance again, and then whatever Republican, maybe Don Jr. after that, whatever. This is not going to Mar-a-Lago. He already has Trump Force One. This is donated to the United States. Why is nobody rejoicing? And you have like Harry Fleischer come out, former White House press secretary for Bush, comes out and says, I believe this is a bad idea. These are the idiots that launched us into $37 trillion worth of debt. If you're going to give me your opinion, then have a solid track record. If you're going to give me your opinion, then I should be able to look back and say, man, you've accomplished a lot, and everything that you accomplished is not corrupt. Everything you accomplish is fiscally solid, but not one of them have that track record. But yet they are giving platforms to advance their opinions, and their opinions mean absolutely nothing because they've never accomplished one thing good. What has Harry Fleischer ever actually accomplished? Nothing. I don't think this is a good idea. Who cares what you think? I think it's a fantastic idea. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's just like Trump said, and Brent was over here because he's a golfer and he's quoting it. When you're playing golf and somebody gives you what's called like a gimme or whatever, you're right there, you got like a 2 foot, but I pick it up. It's okay, bud. You know what you do? Pick it up as fast as you can. Pick it up as fast as you can, go to the next hole. Because you don't want to, listen, you don't have to putt it, you don't have to putt it. He already gave it to you. It's good. This is what you do. All right, so he gets that, and that comes from a guitar. Now, just a side story of this. When did Donald Trump, leave that pick up, Aaron. I like that pick better. Leave that pick up. Yeah, leave that. I like that. It's soothing. It's soothing to see the big beautiful. Can you give me like a big beautiful?
Big beautiful. There you big plane. It's the best. Believe me.
I love it. Thank God for Aaron. But anyway, do you know when did Donald Trump order the next? Okay, the current Air Force One is over, I believe it's 40 years old, but I'm going to say over 30. It's over. I'm almost positive it's 40. So I'm going to say 40.
It's like in the 80s.
Yeah, it's 40 years old. 40 years old. It was built somewhere around 82, 83, 84, something like that. It's 40 years old. Okay, now Trump orders the new Air Force. Actually, it was contracted under Hussein Obama. When did the next Air Force One was contracted to be built by Boeing over 10 years ago? Where is it? Where is it? And then Trump came in and renegotiated the deal because, of course, Hussein Obama got bent over and grabbed his ankles and, you know, whatever, railed by Boeing. So Trump came in and renegotiated the deal from, excess amount down to the low $1 billions, like $1.4 billion or something like that. So Trump did that early on in his administration or midway through his administration. And we had that rest of his administration, all of the Biden administration. And here we are 110-ish days into Trump's administration. There's still no plane. And again, that was not that. That's not even counting the time that it was originally. The contract for the plane was originally signed, which was during the Obama administration. So sometime before 2017. Where's the plane? I mean, you want to talk about government contract inefficiencies. What? Nobody has held these people accountable? Boeing, where's the plane? So finally, we just get one given to us for free. You know what you do? You pick up your ball, go to the next hole. Exactly what you do. You take the plane. Then Trump signs a farmer deal. He's getting a farmer deal done via an executive order by putting us into most favored nation status, which is what we should be doing. And if you watch the pregame, I think it was in the pregame, Trump's friend who takes Ozempic pays $88 for it in the European Union and $1,300 here for the same prescription. Does anybody understand? I mean, why is that? Because it's another giant government subsidy USAID giveaway where you and I are paying for Great Britain, for Spain, and for the European Union to have lower health costs, lower healthcare costs. Why would we be paying for that? Why would we be paying for the UK and for the European Union? These are all first world, multi-billion dollar economies. And we're paying, so you and I pay the $1,300 for Ozempic and they pay $88? That's a fact, by the way. That's an absolute freaking fact. So Donald Trump just simply says, you know what? This is the most favorite, and I've got a whole section on this. I shouldn't even be getting into it. But I'll end it with this. So all it is, you know, most favored nation status simply means you give us the best rate, you match our rate has to be the rate, the lowest rate globally that you give to other countries. That's it. All right, and then he has a China deal, tariff deal already signed. Well, not already signed because there's still a lot of little things that need to be done. There's a lot of background fiscal stuff that's not directly linked to tariffs, but it's actually tariffs. It's actually fiscal little behind the scenes, penalties and fees and whatever else. So that all has to be worked out. But bottom line, and people are saying, Trump caved. Oh, really? Did he cave? How did he cave? I mean, again, they're all lying. They all know they're lying. You know, they all know Trump is winning. They just try to come up with a Goebbels propagandist line and they throw it out there. They just throw it against the wall to see if it'll stick. I mean, that's really, they all know they're lying. Because what Trump did was come in and basically say, you know what? If you don't take off the tariffs, saying to China, if you don't, to Xi Jinping, you need to take off tariffs or I'm going to tariff you back at a reciprocal rate. And if you don't then relinquish, I'm going to go up this high, this high, this high, and land it at 145%. Now, the new deal is China will be tariffed 30% and we'll be tariffed at 10%, and Trump caved. How did he cave? Did these people, again, I don't want to act like they don't know that they're purposefully lying, because they do. They know that they're lying. I got that. But let's just pretend for a second that they don't. How in the world do you call that a loss? Or how do you call that a cave? When Trump, I mean, it's obviously the art of the deal. It's obviously the art of negotiations. When you go in and, it, you know, you lowball, if you're trying to buy a house, you lowball, then they come back with their price, you come back with that. This is the art of the deal. It's not caving. Did you cave? When you settled on a mortgage, when you went and bought a house, did you cave? You go and buy a house, it's $450,000. That's the asking price. You came at $350,000 and you guys settled at $407,000. Did you cave or did you win $43,000? You won $43,000. That's what happened. I mean, that's what's happened here. It's called compromise. But the other thing is that even now, China's being tariffed at three times the rate we are. Their goods coming in are being tariffed at three times the rate that our goods going out into China are being tariffed. And then Great Britain, he signed another tariff deal. And there's another 100 countries that are slated and ready to sign their tariff deals. And the last thing on the pregame. It's now been tracked that every single Biden signature was auto pen. Everyone. I guess with the exceptions of the one that he signs on the stage, but those probably aren't real. So every single legislative item that he signed was an auto pen. And then we find out who is actually running the country in the last year or so of the Biden administration. Hunter. Hunter was the one whispering in his dad's ear. Can you imagine that? The guy who traffics in cocaine and Russian prostitutes. This is the guy that was running the country. Just remember. And we all saw the, when they're all out on the balcony, he's sitting there doing this, you know. You know, I mean, he was running the country at that time. Maybe it was Hunter and Jill. That's comforting, isn't it? All right, so let me say it to everybody in the chat. Granite 2468 is on. Robert Aroni is on. Praise Holler is on. Milwaukee James is on. Texas Billy is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Ian Mark FB is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Let me see here. The best is yet to come is on. Let me see. I'll scroll up. Stefan is on. Darkseed is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Janie Malfeasy is on. Praise Holler's on. Swethy's on. Let me see who else. Mike Griffith is on. Gritterden is on. Line Manson 1998 is on. D9597 is on. Judy Anita is on. Let me see who else I got here. P-Sus is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Black Bart 201 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. I really do. Thank you guys for being here. I recognize all the names. Some of you guys come up and introduce yourself to me at church. I love that. I love actually putting a face to a name. That's awesome. Guitar Glenn is on. Bud Dave is on. Dev Plan's on. Luann 5 is on. B Haven is on. I think my Rumble chat just kicked in. TTT US is on. S Clark 1968 is on. The one and only Salty Gonads is on. I love you guys. Appreciate you. So let's just go. Here's a good one. Now, usually, listen, unless there's proof, I mean, I actually see evidence. It's not that I say that it's not happening. I'm talking about the, you can side by side that, Aaron. Everyone will give everybody an idea about what I'm talking about. Do I believe that a lot of these people are taking cocaine, doing this? Yeah, I do. And I think a lot of them have substance abuse problems. And the perfect example of that is one Kamala Harris, of course. I mean, look at the woman. I mean, she has an alcohol and prescription drug problem. I'm telling you that right now, if not cocaine. But normally I'm like, you know what? I get it. We can accuse them. I don't focus on it because there's no evidence. Okay, this is just blanket absolute evidence of cocaine use. I mean, absolute evidence of it. There is no doubt that this actually happened. So here you have Emmanuel Macron and Keir Starmer and then Frederick Merz, the Chancellor of Germany. So here they all are on a train car. And look at what happened. I know all of you have already seen this, okay, but just in case somebody missed it, you just have to see it. Play it for me. Cocaine, This reminds me of me hiding bite-sized candy bars from my parents. Okay, like when they would catch me. I mean, come on. That's obviously a cocaine spoon, right? I mean, it's what else could it be? I mean, it's a line of coke with a cocaine spoon with a cocaine wrapper right there. I mean, Aaron, roll back again. I'm sorry. We're gonna forensically audit this. Let's forensically audit this thing, Aaron. I'm gonna drive you crazy. But okay, see. Now, there it is. Now, let's watch Friedrich Merz. Let's watch his movements, shall we? So, here he goes. Are you playing? There you go. Yeah, it's the thing taking for forever. So, there we go. So, watch his movements.
Yep.
Okay. Come on. I'll freeze it. Now, what is that? What is that? I mean, again, he purposely, Merz covers it up. It's obvious. There's no other way to explain this in any way, shape, or form. And then you have, can you roll back 5 seconds, Aaron? So then you have, hit it. Then you have Macron. So again, we'll watch Merz. So I mean, there's nothing else to discuss here. I mean, come on. I mean, there really is nothing. There really isn't anything. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, if this was actually on U.S. you know, on U.S. soil, this would be a drug raid. Look at him. I mean, let me put your hand right there. Oopsie daisy. So there you go. So then you go. So that's that take care of Merz. Now we go over here to Emmanuel Macron, who's married to a man. And look at the three idiots. And he's already pulled the wrapper back. The wrapper was sitting on the desk. Watch him. Watch Macron. Watch him. This is obvious. I mean, it's absolutely obvious what Macron does here. Look, see, there's the rapper. So watch. I mean, watch Macron. I mean, it's just look. I mean, you come here because there's nothing to discuss. Why would you care? I wouldn't care if it was a Snickers rapper.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care if it was a Big Mac rapper. I wouldn't care. Why is he hiding it? And look at them all continue on. Look at this. And now watch Macron's little furtive movement afterwards. Look how uncomfortable. Look at this. Yeah, I'm just gonna put that there. Yeah. Okay. So we know who's running the world. Okay, just so you can bring it. Great job, Aaron. Thank you very much. So, I mean, now we know that the people who are running the world in the European Union are cocaine addicts. I mean, come on. There's a line of coke. And who? Oh, by the way, who are they sharing that room with just a few minutes before? Volodymyr Zelensky.
Zelensky.
Yeah, I mean, who is a known drug addict.
Yeah.
Absolute known drug addict. I like my cocaine. I mean, he is. That's Volodymyr Zelensky. So I mean, now we know. And there's no way. I would love to see them give an explanation. If there's like legitimate media, they would have to give an explanation. But they'll be secreted away for a long time, so nobody has to answer any questions. It'll just be the EU approved media, and they won't actually have to answer any questions. But it's very obvious. All right, let's go to some other leftists. Paul A. Cipolla video. Back to Newark. The whole Newark thing. The Democrats, and there's more protesters out there today. Imagine that being the meaning of your life. Imagine that being when you get up in the day, what you really, really are passionate about is going and standing in front of a ICE facility that detains MS-13 and Tren de Aragua people for deportation. And you want to go stand out there and protest the deportations and go and check and see how well all of these MS-13 rapists, robbers, and murderers are being treated. That is your meaning in life. That is your cause. You wake up and you go, my cause is to care for Tren de Aragua. That's your cause. Or MS-13 or the rapists of Lake and Riley and Rachel Moore. That's what I really care about. I'm going to travel all the way down to El Salvador. Just check on Kilmar Abrego Garcia. That's your cause in life. And Chrissy Van Hollen has really pulled off of that now. Not mentioning, I mean, imagine that. Imagine being that kind of, you've been an absolute just jilted lover. Gone. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, gone. He's gone now. Guess he's going to disappear into an El Salvadorian prison now. But anyway, so there were all these Democrats out there protesting in front of this Newark contracted, Newark. Contracted ICE facility, and they ended up in a physical confrontation, there needs to be criminal charges against the congressmen and congresswomen that were there. But anyway, Paul A. Spula video, Rep. LaMonica McIver just illegally entered an ICE facility in New Jersey by running in like a criminal, which is what happened the other day, when the gates were open for an ICE bus. But here's her comments. Play for me.
Myself, Congresswoman LaMonica McIver, and Congressman Rob Menendez. We're here conducting an oversight visit, which we have the power to do as congressional members. Statutory authority. And so that is what we're here for, and we're waiting to speak to a supervisor to let us in here, because as you can see, they will not let us in.
Well, you know, who else wasn't allowed into a correction facility was people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're not allowed to go in and check on the J6 prisoners either. So welcome to the party. This is what you wanted. You are reaping what you sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man puts into the ground, it's coming up. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. LaMonica, you didn't want to give us access to the D.C. gulag, so you get no access to our facilities, because now we're running the show and you're not. So that's just the way that it is. Enjoy it. And Gold Bar Bob Jr., you can enjoy it too. And by the way, I believe there's video of LaMonica McIver pushing by an ICE agent, so she needs to be criminally charged with felony battery on a law enforcement officer, which I would love to see them do. And by the way, you have to have the balls to do those things. You're like, what if we, man, can you imagine the poop storm that's going to happen when we charge LaMonica McIver with a felony? Well, you know you need to do that, and Letitia James too, and just go ahead and do it, because they'll do it to you. And if you actually do that, which they do to you, maybe they'll stop doing it to you. That's how we need to be thinking as Republicans. Now it's really a matter of safety and security, and not spending the rest of your life in prison, that we go after them the way that they went after us, except that they make up crimes and they lie about crimes. They perjure themselves. They accuse us of crimes that don't exist. We're actually charging them the crimes that are on video. That's what we do. And by the way, we won't hold them back like they did with the J6 prisoners. Here's exculpatory evidence showing that J6 prisoner 3 wasn't even in the area that you're accusing him of committing a crime. Well, we can't release that video to his defense attorney, because it's a matter of national security. So in other words, we're going to trade in national security for a fair trial, therefore absolutely eliminating our democracy that they're all so concerned about defending all the time. All right, Paul A. Spula again. DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Trisha McLaughlin ends the careers of Mayor Baraka. That's the New York mayor who got arrested. Rep. McIver, you just heard from, and Rep. Goldbar Bob Jr. Menendez for their violent assault on the ICE facility in New Jersey on Friday. Play for me.
Thanks, Victor, for having me. I'm glad I can be here to actually give viewers the facts. What happened is that these members of Congress, including the mayor as well, in a mob of protesters, as there was a bus full of detainees going through the gate, they stormed the gate and actually entered the first security checkpoint. This put law enforcement at risk, and this actually put the detainees as well at risk. If any official, including these members of Congress, want to enter the facility and take a tour, DHS is more than accommodating. But just because you're a member of Congress does not mean you can break the law, trespass, put law enforcement at risk, and storm the detention facility. I have yet to hear anyone on this network actually talk about who is in this detention facility. There are members of MS-13, known terrorists, murderers, child rapists. There are some of the worst in this detention facility, and I'm still very confused why these Democrats are so hell-bent on getting these heinous actors out of this facility when we have the proper permitting. And actually, in that press conference, those members of Congress actually noted the great conditions of this facility that our ICE enforcement officers so bravely operate.
So, yeah, just because you're a congressman or congresswoman, the mayor has absolutely no right to be there at all. And by the way, once you're told, even as a congressman or a congresswoman, that you cannot come into the facility and you are asked to leave, you are then subject to trespass laws. You are a representative. You are not a ruler. That's the problem with these congressmen and congresswomen. They are not rulers. They believe that they've all been elected as rulers. You're not a ruler. You're simply our do boys. And I mean it for everybody, even the ones that I like. You are our do boys. The people that rule this country are, in fact, the people, not their elected representatives. You're nothing more than a sports agent. You're not the athlete. You're not the league owner. You're a sports agent. You represent people. You don't have power. You're a representative. You don't have power. You do what you are told to do by and for the people of the United States, even if your constituency are idiots out of Newark, New Jersey, and a lot of them are idiots because they vote in Democrats. Or if you're voting in Mayor Baraka, you're an idiot. Newark is an absolute cesspool of crime, and you keep voting for it over and over and over again. But regardless, all you are is a representative. You are not a powerful person. You're a representative. And what they did was they stood there and waited for a bus to go through the gate and then storm the gate. You need to go to freaking prison. And I know I talk about this a lot, and I don't apologize for the redundancy because it's got to get through. As Alex Jones says, this is an information war. We need to be prosecuting people who commit obvious crimes. I love what Trump's doing with Letitia James. Got to go. Obvious crimes, but why is Fauci not already under criminal investigation? Maybe he is, and we don't know it. I don't know, but it's obvious crimes. Perjury alone, he's done. Perjury alone, it's already over for Anthony Fauci. But we have to prosecute these people. If there's video footage of, what's her name again? Let me see, MacGyver pushing through an ICE agent, that's felony battery law enforcement officer. She needs to go to prison for it. It's like Jamal Bowman needed to go to jail for pulling that fire alarm in the Capitol, which is also a felony. And he ain't getting nothing for it. And all the people who did nothing on J6 spent 3 years in prison or got enhanced sentences from Gunnell and from Fanone and from Harry Dunn's lies. I was hurt. Where are the injuries? Oh, you won't release your body cam footage. Let's go to the next one. Doreen Linder video, breaking news. This is great news. Great news. Bye-bye, Mahmoud Khalid. It's over for you. You are about to be deported. Play it for me.
The decision that we have been waiting for, a judge has just ruled that the Trump administration's effort to deport Mahmoud Khalil can move forward. Correspondent Brooke Taylor, live right near that courthouse in Gina, Louisiana. Tell us what the judge is saying in there, Brooke.
Hi, Martha. Yeah, this has been long anticipated and some major news. Just to first give you some perspective, we're down the street from that ICE detention center. The courtroom is inside of there. They didn't allow any phones or cameras. So we're finding out this information from our reporter who's over there down the street. She tells us, as you just mentioned, the immigration.
Hey, Aaron, give me Trump's opinion on this.
Goodbye, Mahmoud Khalil. Go back to where you came from.
I shouldn't ask Aaron to do it because it makes me laugh. But anyway, so he's gone. And you know what? If you're gonna organize Hamas protests in the United States and lie on your green card application about your ties to Hamas, bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. You're done. And that's the end of it. And by the way, it just royally ticks me off that a judge has told Donald Trump that it's okay for him to deport him. Judges have nothing to do with State Department deportations. The only one who decides on this, well, the only two, is Marco Rubio and Donald J. Trump. That's it. We don't need any court. You don't need any court's permission to deport Mahmoud. And by the way, everybody named Mahmoud should be deported. If your parents were dumb enough to name you Mahmoud, you ought to be deported. That's just a joke. But anyway. So he's gone, or is on his way out, and that's the way that it should be. It won't be long now. And Donald Trump is trying to listen to these judges, but I don't know how much longer he can. All right, let's go more on the border here. Mischief video, regardless of what this video royally ticks me off. I mean, royally ticks me off. Regardless of what criminal is going to jail or being deported during the Trump administration, won't it piss off the Democrats? Here's Democrats finding ICE agents and protesting them. I mean, this is not like an orchestrated protest in a way. It is because, you know, Antifa and Democratic Party, NGOs and organizations sent and treasonous ICE agents, treasonous DHS agents, treasonous government officials send out this information, putting law enforcement officers in danger. They put out the locations of future ICE raids. Conveniently so the Democrats can do this right after these poor guys walk out of an ICE raid. Play for me.
Back up, man. Back up.
These are deportations. Please learn the law. I mean, I knew Brett would say right there, because every cop, he was a cop in Cincinnati. I was a cop right here. He's seen a lot more crime than I have being there. But anyway, the thing is, every cop has heard it though. Did you have a warrant? You don't need one, you stupid idiot. If you're going to say something, study. It's like 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved. Actually look and see what the law. Did you show them your papers? You don't need to. They're illegal. You don't need. They don't have any search and seizure privileges. They have nothing. They're illegal. They're illegal. They're living in a house. You don't have to knock. You don't even have to knock on the door as a cop. They're illegal. Do you have a warrant? Did you show them their papers? Oh, I love the other one. This is a great one, Brett. You'll love this one. Did you read them, Miranda? You don't have to unless you're questioning them once they're in custody. You stupid idiot. It's not Andy Griffith. It's not Barnaby Jones. It's not any other cop show you could possibly think of. Now, turn around. You have the right to remain. So nobody does that. Nobody does that. Brett was a detective. This is what you do, is if the guy committed a robbery, we'd call in the on-call detective. I'd arrest him, and then I'd bring him to Brett's office. Brett would Mirandize him because he's about to question him. Yeah. That's it. I don't Mirandize him. Oh, you turn around, and I always love it on TV. They're slamming him down on the car, on the hood of the car. You have the right to remain. So nobody does that. Nobody does any of those things. That's done for post-arrest questioning, if you even want to question them. A lot of times, I didn't even need to question them. I got them on videotape. I'm not questioning you. I don't need to Mirandize you to arrest you. Did you read him his rights? That's got nothing to do with anything, you stupid idiots. And by the way, he has no rights. He's illegal. that stupidity is what drives me crazy. I mean, really. Stupidity. Ignorance drives me crazy. Stupidity drives me raving, stark, mad, crazy. All right, Andy, no video. This is actually for my own comedic relief, because I found this very interesting, this video. Now, what I want you to concentrate on is not the protesters. Here's Andy No's post. Far left open borders extremists hold a direct action in NYC. In other words, they're blocking traffic on May 10th, 2 days ago, where they demand the abolishment of ICE. They want the abolishment of ICE, right? So, and it's so funny because they used to cry for the abolishment of the FBI. Then they loved the FBI. Now Republicans are in charge of the FBI. Now they hate the FBI again. But regardless, it's just absolutely nonsensical. But what I want you to pay attention to is the complete disinterest. All I want you to focus on are the facial expressions of the people watching this quote unquote protest. Play for me. So when you have a sign like that right at the end, I have to go into my rhetoric about how they are calling us Nazis. Did you ever wonder if you would fight the Nazis? Now's your chance. So the people that are calling us Nazis, they're calling us Nazis, the classic projection. But anyway, so they're calling us Nazis. They're the ones who every single year of their lives support and even participate in a Holocaust times 4, times 5. times maybe six, depending on how many Jews you believe were killed during the Holocaust. Because every single year, UN statistics, which is leaving out New York and California, 41.2 million babies are butchered in the womb every year. And these people call us Nazis, and we never participate in their Holocaust. They confiscate weapons, just like the Nazis. They do medical experimentations on youth and on the general public. We don't. They do it. They're not just like the Nazis. They claim that just, I mean, Adolf Hitler, again, one of the very first things he did was claim that the Jews had typhoid, a special type of typhoid. That's their sort of, that's the kind of characterizations that they do. We never do those things. The medical experimentations, they want puberty blockers, you know, given to kids with absolutely no lab trials, no medical histories, nothing, no trial data, nothing. Give them puberty blockers, medical experimentations. They're the ones who always want speech banned. We don't. The Nazis do. So who has everything in common with the Nazis? The people calling us Nazis. Let's go to this one. Lives a TikTok tweet. Lives a TikTok video. Here we go again. And remember, these people are on the streets. They want to abolish ICE. Lives a TikTok. More illegal alien crime. Three adults and three juveniles have been charged in connection with the murder of Larisha Thompson in South Carolina. Play for me.
Six people, including a 15 and 13-year-old, are now charged in connection with the murder of a 40-year-old mother in Lancaster County. Larisha Thompson was shot to death earlier this month during a robbery. However, her body was not found until last week inside her car. Today, authorities released new details in this case, revealing the suspects pulled up near Thompson's car, then opened fire, killing her, and then her car came to a stop in the road, and then the suspects tried to rob her, but the car doors were locked. Her family is now demanding justice.
Mad, angry, hurt, sad for the other family. Like, they kids. All they had to do was ask them. She would have gave it to them.
All six suspects are subjected to removal from the United States based on their immigration status.
You notice how the newscast tries to cover for all six of these suspects are subject to deportation because of their immigration status. No, let's just go ahead and say what's true. They're all illegal aliens who illegally invaded our country and then murdered Larisha Thompson. That's what happened. Tried to do a carjacking and shot her dead inside of her own car. That's what happened from six illegal aliens that ICE has now put detainers on. Aaron, can you side by side that for me? Right, what you got? And these idiots are standing out in front of a detention center that would house people like this, wanting to check on their well-being. What about the well-being of Larisha Thompson, Rachel Morin, Lake and Riley, and everybody else we could name? Because I could come up with a list of 300 and name them every show if I wanted to. Imagine that. So you have these six illegal aliens try a carjacking. Woman resists. She gets shot to death. And these idiots are concerned about the carjackers. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. Adam Hughes video, closed borders. Democrats seeking to get arrested are blocking. Now they're blocking the entrance of the ICE facility. Not only trying to get in, now they're blocking. They all need to be arrested for felony obstruction to the ICE detention center in Newark, New Jersey. Play for me. Hey, Aaron, do me a favor. Mute the video and just play it so I can just make fun of the people that were standing in that line. Because let's go ahead and let's dissect this crowd, shall we? Now, here we have the lesbian, quintessential lesbian ministers. How many lesbian ministers? Oh, there's one at the end, two, three. And, of course, these priests have to be gay. I mean, of course, then we have the LGBTQ. Everybody, just about everybody's fat. This is the great representation of the 2025 Democratic Party. Look at these people. Imagine if you wake up in the morning as a Democrat. You go, these are my cohorts. I'm proud that Brent and I are Republicans and Aaron and I are Republicans. I'm proud. I look around my church. I'm like, I'm proud to be associated with these people. You want to be associated with Rainbow Lady there? And the obvious beta male who can't wait to have his nads lopped off right next to her? He's like waiting in line. Boy, I can't wait to get my nuts lopped off. This is going to be the greatest moment of my life. I mean, truly, now they're blocking the entrance to the place. This is what you wake up. And again, let me just reiterate what Andy, you know, what Libs of TikTok put out. What about Larisha Thompson, who was murdered by one of the, not symbolically by one of those people in that facility? They obviously aren't in that facility yet. But I mean, they don't care about Larisha Thompson. What they care about is the murderer. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? All right, Adam, let's go to the next one. Adam Muse video. Is that where I'm at? Where am I at? Closed borders, Adam Muse, right? Police have been arrested. Yeah, okay. Adam Hughes, closed borders again. Police have been arresting Palestinian demonstrators out here. They are now the arrests begin. Play for me.
Look.
I just have to make this one comment here. Cops are way nicer now than I ever was. That would not have gone that way. No. That was me. The things would have been flying. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, like I don't sit there and just play patty cake with people. I give everybody a warning and then it's on. That's it. I was never one. Sir, put your hands behind your back. Sir, I said put your hand. Sir, I said drop it. Sir, I said drop it. Sir, I said drop. No, I give you like one, maybe two, and I'd even count them off of my head. I'm going to give this guy three chances. And then it's on. But then, and then again, I would love to dissect the crowd. We just don't have time. It's already 9:52 because I can dissect that crowd. Why is everybody fat with blue hair? That must mean that that is now the signature of being the key characterization of being a Democrat in 2025. And again, you're sitting there and you're, and I love how they claim that ICE are like Nazis. Okay, how are they like Nazis? Are they now the people that the Nazis arrested and sent to concentration camps? Were they not citizens of that country? Yeah, they were Jewish Germans or German Jewish, however you want to call it, however you want to call it. But I mean, that's what it was. These are not ICE agents going around and arresting Jewish Americans, Black Americans, White Americans, Hispanic Americans. They are getting rid of the 20 million people that Joe Biden allowed to cross through the southern border over 4 years, including 495,000 convicted criminals in their prior countries, 30,000 of which were rapists and murderers, convicted, they allowed through there, along with all the terrorists and everything else. You saw the terrorist rates, like Trump would allow in one or two people on the terrorist watch list per year, and 1 year was zero, so his average was really two per year, and Biden's average is like 70, 80 a year. That's who's being, it's got nothing to do with Adolf Hitler. You're not standing against Adolf Hitler. You're standing against the people who fought Adolf Hitler. That's who you're standing against. Amazing. All right, Daily Caller video, Trump. Changing now, going on to the prescription stuff. I'm going to hit this lightly because I've already talked about it to some degree. Daily Caller video. A friend of mine who is a businessman, highly neurotic. It's all Trump talking. Brilliant businessman, seriously overweight, so Trump. And he takes the fat shot drug. Play for me.
I mean, I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine who's a businessman, very, very, very top guy. Most of you would have heard of him. A highly neurotic, brilliant businessman. Seriously overweight, and he takes the fat shot drug. And he called me up, and he said, President, he calls me, he used to call me Donald, now he calls me President, so that's nice respect, but he's a rough guy, smart guy, very successful, very rich, I wouldn't even know how we would know this, but because he's got comments. President, could I ask you a question? What? I'm in London, and I just paid for this damn fat drug I take. I said, it's not working. He said, I just paid $88. And in New York, I pay $1,300. What the hell is going on?
That's it. And that's why, I am never in favor of governmental regulation. I am never in favor of governmental interventions into capitalism. But when it's crony capitalism, again, everything in life is nuanced, and you have to watch for the nuances. You can't be Slava Ukraine. Ukraine good, Russia bad. There's lots of different nuances to it, and you have to look at the same thing in any conflict. But regardless of it, I'm never in favor of government interventions and interrupting capitalism. I'm really not. But when it's crony capitalism, where what you have are oligarchical type figures, whether they actually qualify as oligarchs or not, doesn't matter. But that you have people that are actually influencing the economy for their own benefit. In other words, what I mean by that is they are making the rules in the economy favor only themselves, like monopolies, like Zuckerberg, all of those type of people. Then the government does have to get involved. That's what government is for. Same thing that's happening here. They purposely jack up all of our prescription rates so that Joe Q European Union citizen gets a lower rate. We just saw it's $1,500. Versus $88. In the European Union, Ozempic, $88. Here, $1,500. So he put on most favored nation status on drug prices in the United States of America. So the pharmaceutical companies can only charge us their highest price or their average price. Can't remember what the rules were for what they charge foreign countries. That's what they can charge us. All right, so Nick Sorter video. President Trump, starting today, United States will no longer subsidize the health care of foreign countries. Play for me.
But starting today, the United States will no longer subsidize the health care of foreign countries, which is what we were doing. We're subsidizing others' health care. Countries where they paid a small fraction of what for the same drug that what we pay many, many times more for. And we'll no longer tolerate profiteering and price gouging from Big Pharma. But again, it was really the countries that forced Big Pharma to do things that, frankly, I'm not sure they really felt comfortable doing. But they've gotten away with it, these countries. European Union has been brutal, brutal. And the drug companies actually told me, stories. It was just brutal how they forced them. And European Union suing all our companies, Apple, Google, Meta, they're suing all of our companies. They end up, they have judges that are European Union-centric, and they get rewarded $15 billion, $17 billion, $20 billion, and they use that to run their operation. Not going to happen any longer, that I can tell you.
Liberals are now fighting against low drug prices for Americans.
Donald Trump has just announced that he will be signing an executive order tomorrow that could upend the pharmaceutical industry in the United States as we know it.
Yeah, he's instituting the preferred nation policy, which simply says that you can't charge Americans more money for American pharmaceuticals than any other country. It really is that simple. Because the pharmaceutical companies right now make their drugs in America, they use subsidies from the American people. And then after they make the drugs, they sell it overseas for pennies on the dollar, but sell it to Americans for massive profits. And this policy simply says that whatever your lowest global price is for whatever medicine you made, that is the only price you get to sell it for in the United States. That's reasonable. We are helping pay for the development of these medicines, the development of these drugs. Yet we are being charged sometimes 170, sometimes 1,000 times what they're paying for it in other countries. And all Donald Trump is saying, if you're going to produce your drugs here, if you're going to get subsidies from the government, you do not get to rip off Americans. And liberals are fighting against that. This is further proof that no matter what Trump does, no matter how much it benefits Americans, no matter how many Americans it benefits, they are going to be against it.
So there you go. I mean, that's a great explanation of it all, which we've already talked about, so there's no use getting into any more of it, except you can expect pharmaceuticals to go down somewhere around 80%. 80%. And of course, liberals, leftists have been talking about doing that for generations, and they never actually do it, just like everybody talks about moving the embassy in the Israeli, the United States embassy to Jerusalem. Nobody ever does it because it'll tick people off. And now imagine being a leftist. What does it even mean to be a leftist now when you have no characteristics of being a leftist, really? Leftists used to be, well, I should say, you do have all the characteristics of being a leftist. You have no characteristics of being a liberal. None. And we're going to get into Bernie Sanders in just a second. You have no characteristics of being liberal. Liberal meant anti-establishment. I'm now the anti-establishment one.
Yeah.
I mean, the conservative is now the anti-establishment. You're the one who just does exactly what the establishment tells you to do. You believe everything that the establishment tells you to believe. You do everything they tell you to do, even the most ridiculous things. You know what? Let's just make up a number. 6. Everybody stand 6 feet apart. Okay, I'll do it. And that's what it means to be a leftist now. And by the way, most right-wingers do the same thing. So it's amazing to me how they always follow the commands of their ideological opponents. If an abortionist tells you that something's good for your health, is it? No. Why would you ever take their vaccine? I don't want to launch into that. That's 30 minutes. But anyway, more on this. All right, Carter Hughes' video. RFK Jr. exposes over 100 members of Congress with Big Pharma ties. Play it for me.
Today, over 100 members of Congress support a bill to fund Ozempic with Medicare at $1,500 a month. Most of these members have taken money from the manufacturer of that product, a European company called Novo Nordisk. As everyone knows, once a drug is approved for Medicare, it goes to Medicaid. And there is a push to recommend Ozempic for Americans as young as 6 over a condition, obesity, that is completely preventable and barely even existed 100 years ago. Since 74% of Americans are obese, the cost of all of them, if they take their Ozempic prescriptions, will be $3 trillion a year. This is a drug that has made Novo Nordisk the biggest company in Europe. It's a Danish company, but the Danish government does not recommend it. It recommends a change in diet to treat obesity and exercise. Virtually Novo Nordisk's entire value is based upon its projections of what Ozempic is going to sell to Americans. For half the price of Ozempic, we could purchase regeneratively raised organic agriculture, or organic food for every American, 3 meals a day, and gym membership for every obese American. Why are members of Congress doing the bidding of this Danish company instead of standing up for American farmers and children? Because Novo Nordisk is one of the largest funders of medical research, the media and politicians and the medical schools all go along with them.
All right, so there you go, 100 members of Congress with Big Pharma ties. We already knew about all that because 75 members of Congress owned Pfizer stock at the time of the approval of the vaccine and the vaccine being made mandatory, mandated vaccination. And now you're dealing with this Ozempic, which is, again, people are taking injections for something that is their own behavioral fault. Listen, I always accept my own overweightness. I know that's not a real word. It's my own fault. I don't need to take a drug for it. I simply need to stop eating sugar. Yeah. That's it. I mean, I wouldn't have the belly that I have. I'll demonstrate my belly for you. There's the belly. All right. So that wouldn't be there. It's not the biggest belly in the world, but I mean, the thing is, it wouldn't be there if I didn't eat M&Ms all day long. So, I mean, that's the thing. So I actually don't eat them all day long. I eat them in one giant surge in the middle of the day. But anyway, until I'm too full to eat.
All in one sitting.
Yeah, all in one time. All in one, yeah, one giant sitting. So anyway.
An M&M sit-in.
It's just a protest. But anyway, once you get this congressional approval for it, and all these people, the people that, again, people are regulating the people they financially benefit from. Again, it's the Pelosi principle. This is why they had to pass the bill, the Nancy Pelosi bill, to forbid Congress members from dealing in stocks that they themselves regulate. So you're receiving money from Novo Nordisk, that's who makes Ozempic, and then you say, okay, it's approved for the United States, and it automatically goes on Medicaid, and kids who simply need to stop eating candy and drinking soda are now taking a prescription drug right into the rear end with Ozempic. And I mean, 74% of America is obese. Holy crap. Is that really true? I mean, RFK is rarely wrong, but I'm 74%. It's almost as if they want to make you fat so they can sell you that. Yeah. And I've got a whole thing, man. I've got a whole thing on vaccines, man. I've got a whole thing on it. I got to get to that. You know what? I'm just going to have to do it. It's really risky for me to do anything COVID because then the show's over. But I've got to do it. I've got to get into it because there's new stuff on the vaccines that, I mean, just absolute devastation. And now, I mean, just a brief little snippet. As always, here's an example. This from Naomi Wolf is that the vaccines cause menstrual problems and a lot of times a continual, I don't mean to be gross, but it just is what it is. I'll say anything, by the way, so just warning you. They cause like a continual bleed. So now what do the pharmaceutical companies come up with? Can you guess, Aaron? Here's what they've come up with. They've come up with a drug for continuing bleeding menstrual cycles.
Oh.
It's almost as if they caused the problem and then offered their solution, right? The typical leftist MO, which I'll get deep into that when I can. I've got to do it because I've got it stacked up and it's such good stuff. But anyway, one more thing on this. Well, two more things on it. Here's Bernie Sanders, clandestine. I got two slides. What the heck? Am I out of order here? Yeah, I am out of order. Okay, Insurrection Barbies, right?
Yep.
All right, Insurrection Barbie. All right, Insurrection Barbie. Now, here's Bernie Sanders talking about what, when he was running for president, what he wanted to do with prescription costs. So he must be celebrating today. I'm sure that he is calling up all of the mainstream media news channels and saying, hey, can he get me on so I can celebrate RFK Jr. and Donald Trump today? I didn't see it. Because here's what he wanted to accomplish. Never did it, never got elected, and by the way, never even pushed for it anywhere in the Senate. And Donald Trump, of course, does it in a day. But here's what Bernie Sanders wanted to accomplish. It should sound eerily familiar. Play for me.
Payne promised to you, and you can repeat this, play this tape over if I'm elected president. And that is, if I am elected president, I'm going to cut prescription drug costs in this country by 50% so that we are not paying any more than other major countries are paying. Maybe we can...
All right, so, of course, Bernie Sanders never actually did any of those things. Now, it's weird, though, because he couldn't do them because he was never elected president, right? Although we know that he never would have done what Trump did. What he would do is the typical Washington Potomac two-step and tell everybody every day why he couldn't. Here's the obstruction. The reason why we can't close the border is it's been broken for decades. That's not a reason. That's where it is. It's got nothing to do with the reason. That's the current status. It's got nothing to do with the reason. We need comprehensive border reform. That's another excuse to not accomplish it because you can say, as president, I need Republican or Democrat cooperation. That's what we would hear from Bernie Sanders is Potomac, two-stepping and excuse-making. That's why you've never seen him push a serious bill forward. Have you ever seen Bernie push any bills forward at all? No, he just makes millions of dollars off of campaigning for president because his wife buys his ads. And she gets a 10% commission for doing so. That's how he is a three-house Bernie socialist. So the reason why Bernie never actually pushed for any of these things, and he says he wants to lower the prices of prescription drugs. That's what he always says, but never actually pushes a bill. Never actually goes out and really campaigns, you know, intermittently as president every 4 years, but never actually goes out and campaigns for it on a regular basis. Never actually tries for it. Never actually lobbies for it, never puts any serious effort in to do it. I wonder why that is. Clandestine video. RFK Jr. has had enough of the charade. Play for me.
I'm going to make America healthier than other countries in the world right now.
Will you guarantee do what every other major country does? That's a simple question.
And by the way, Bernie, the problem of corruption is not just in the federal agencies. It's in Congress, too. Almost all the members of this panel are accepting, including yourself, are accepting millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry.
Protecting their
interests.
Oh, I thought that would come. No. I ran for president like you. I got millions of contributions. They did not come from the executives, not one nickel of PAC money from the pharmaceutical industry. They came from workers.
In 2020, you were the single largest
receiver of pharmaceutical money. Because I had contributions
from workers all over this country. Workers, not a nickel from corporate tax.
You were the single largest acceptor of pharmaceutical dollars.
No, from workers in the industry.
1.5 million.
Yeah, out of 200 million. All right, but you have not answered. Last question.
So who exactly are these individuals who paid him $1.5 million? These individuals did that? What individuals would do that? All the various Pfizer employees, the Moderna employees, the Johnson & Johnson employees, they're sending them all these dollars. If you're wondering why it is, Bernie says on the campaign trail all the time, I'm going to lower pharmaceutical drug costs for average everyday Americans, and it never, ever gets done, is because he's receiving bribes to not get it done in the form of lobbying and campaign contributions. So it can't actually be called a bribe. Hey, Brent, skip the next one for me and go to C3 video. Can you do that?
Yep.
All right, so there's another one for you. This is in the Doge category. The Biden administration pushed out $93 billion in green energy loans in 3 months. Listen to these numbers. Play it for me.
A little over $40 billion was supplied in support through the Loan Program Office in its 15 years of existence, a little over $40 billion, and then almost $100 billion in the 76 days after they lost the election and before President Trump's inauguration. Like, if those were great ideas that were benefit to the America, why didn't they do it in the 2.5 years after the Inflation Reduction Act was passed? Why did they wait till they lost the election? They changed terms and loan covenants. They basically tried to set bombs to make it hard for us to unwind the mess they'd created. That's just not a responsible way to treat American taxpayer money and to move our energy system forward. So, yes, we've stepped into a lot of mess, but this stuff's all fixable. We've got an aggressive team going after it. And you see already American energy prices are down. Investments in America to bring jobs back are up. So I think we're going the right direction, but yeah, we've got a lot to clean out.
Yeah, energy prices are down. Listen, the gas prices are awesome right now. In Florida, you'll find them in the like $2.69 a gallon right now. So, I mean, it's all lies. I mean, I don't mean to reiterate the pregame again, but, you know, Hakeem Jeffries, Donald Trump is systemically destroying our economy. Not from my viewpoint. And I'm Joe American, man. I'm out there. I'm not certainly not a billionaire. I'm out there just living a middle class life. Not for me. Things are going great. There's tons of jobs out there for everybody. Gas here in Florida is $2.69 a gallon. Brent saw it for even less than that. So things are awfully good here. I don't know what Hakeem Jeffries is even talking about. It's just, again, propagandist Goebbels lies. But here's the thing from the C3 video. So the Biden administration, from the Federal Loan Agency, sent out $93 billion in green energy loans in January, December, and November of 2024 going into 2025. So the last 3 months of the Biden administration, they put out $93 billion in green energy loans, which we now know went to Stacey Abrams and John Podesta. Prior to that, in the prior 15 years, a total of $40 billion was put out. Biden put out $93 billion to Podesta and Stacey Abrams in 3 months, his last 3 months in office. That's how corrupt. Again, if you're a Democrat, how do you even look at yourself in the mirror? Because you are nothing else but thoroughly corrupt. Again, in the Doge category, let's look at this cat video. What was that about USAID and UK podcasters? Play it for me.
There are two famous ex-politicians in the UK who run a podcast, and one of their wives was receiving $1 million a year from USAID. Now, USAID, and don't fall in the trap of calling it USAID, because that creates the wrong impression in your mind. USAID was set up in, I think it was the Kennedy government. They set it up to be a charitable giving foundation, but it got co-opted by the CIA. And it was well known in Washington that any project that was too dirty for the CIA to fund would be funded through USAID. And the reason for that was any CIA project that needs funding has to go through Congress, whereas USAID just had a budget that didn't need congressional approval for each individual expenditure. So anyway, back to our two friendly podcasters in the UK. One of them went live on air when Trump closed it down. They literally closed USAID down. One of them was complaining that his wife had lost $1 million a year in funding for her company, Turquoise Mountain. And to someone like me who loves sort of researching, I thought, I'll have a look what they do. So I Googled it.
And what do they do?
This is the bit I can't believe. They promoted modern art in the Middle East to women. I mean, to me, that is just a grift. You can always tell who the fraudsters are and the grifters because they're the ones that complain the loudest.
See, now, aren't you happy that $1 million a year are going to this popular UK podcaster's wife so that she can run a shell company named Turquoise Mountain who goes and, quote, promotes art to Middle Eastern women, promotes modern art to Middle Eastern women? $1 million a year goes to that woman just to do that. And how much do you think was actually spent promoting art to Middle Eastern women? I mean, again, they probably like flew to some bougie like Morocco, probably flew into Morocco, stayed at an extremely high-end hotel and took a Polaroid of themselves and went and showed it in an open market. Promoting art, done. $1 million from U.S. taxpayers. All right, 1016, that's good. I appreciate you guys, love you. Rumble Rants, Nude Monk, $20, Skunk 71, $5. Everybody do me a favor, like and share. Get this video out to as many people as you possibly can. I'm banned on a lot of platforms, but just do the best that you can. Stick around for the post game. Post game's awesome. It's uplifting. No more of me shouting at you. That's it. Stick around for it. Love you guys in the rant. Love you guys in the chat. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you. God bless you.